Songs off our first album. And we did three songs off the first album. Now we're gonna do a few songs off the second album. My right hand holds a Coca-Cola bottle. My left hand holds a half a fifth of gin. My
We'll be right back. Thank you. Book of World Records. I mean, this is Kurt going out on a cast of hundreds, the biggest summer history that got you in Southern California history. This Saturday night, the 11th Super Shot Nitro Championship at Orange County International Raceway. Save $2 by buying an advanced community Super Shot today. Only $5.95 for dance, no, $1.95 for kid. This Saturday night, don't miss the Unreal Super Shot Nitro Championship, Orange County International Raceway.
Everybody, the name of the band is Reverend Horton Heat from Dallas, Texas. All right, okay, we did some songs off our first album. Our second, now we're up to the third. We'll be right back.
of the bats that you've been gone. The baddest of the bats that you've been gone.
Fourth album now. I'm gonna fix a little drum technicality. Stop the chronological order thing. We're going to play a few songs. Well, four songs off our new album. But I got to explain this song because you saw us recently. I have to explain it right now because in Texas, we have a problem with artist renditions of stuff that is supposedly Texan. So we're used to the stereotypical icon of the oil well, the longhorn steer, the six shooter, the stripper at the titty bar.
Oh, maybe not then.
The problem is the big Saguaro cactus, the mighty majestic Saguaro cactus. They grow to be 20 feet tall. They live to be hundreds of years old. And they don't grow within 1,000 miles of fucking Texas. Maybe like 400 miles from El Paso, but they're not even in New Mexico. They're only in the southern part of Arizona, northern Mexico, in an area called the Sonoran Desert. But I do tell people we have a lot of cactus in Texas, a lot of different kinds of cactus. We got prickly pear cactus, rat tail cactus, coral cactus, peyote cactus. Those are beautiful for about 15 minutes. Then the next 2 days are pretty fucking weird. You know, but anyway, now Jimbo's trying to start the dance craze. Jimbo, try it again tonight. He's trying to show how to do the swirl, Jimbo. Do the swirl. Maybe not. Okay. Keep the dream alive. Jimbo, don't give up on your dreams, okay? Hang in there, brother. All right, here we go with the song called Ain't No Saguaro in Texas.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bars.
All right, here's another new one called Drinking and Smoking Cigarettes. Jimbo wrote the lyrics. I came up with the music, and it all ended up being a song called Please Don't Take the Baby to the Liquor Store.
Thank you.
Man, my car sure sounds good ever since the muffler fell off.
Okay, we're, you know, the reason we're doing the chronological order thing is because we're celebrating 25 years of Reverend Horton's star. I don't know if I'm really that down with it, you know? But it was very difficult to start this band as a three-year-old. A few people got, well, okay, yeah, I know, it's a stupid joke. But I mean, hey, some of these crowds, you guys got it, but some crowds, it's like there's a guy out there going, Reverend, you're bullshitting me, man. And I'm out here going, no, I'm not bullshitting you. As soon as I got potty trained, I hit the road with a fucking rock and roll band, man. That's why I was 4 years old out there driving the van, smoking cigarettes, hitting on chicks. Brother. So at least some people got it. Anyway, okay, we're going to keep it country for do another slow song for one more song here. And I'm not sure if this fits in, how this fits in chronologically, but you didn't mean to borrow some when you left me. You didn't even leave a towel so I could dry my face. You didn't even leave a plate for me to eat on. But you left all my empty beer cans all over the place. You didn't leave my precious black and white TV set. You took the Jimi Hendrix poster that was on my door. You left with my very best friend, our dog Smokey. When you left me.
Back up the next. We did the fourth album. We're going to do the fifth album now. Before we do this song, I have to introduce to you a very dear friend of mine. He's America's foremost shortstop maintenance shopper, the Michael Landon of the rockabilly world, Mr. Excitement himself with the Big Mouth Bass. Let's have a warm Melbourne welcome for Nature Boy Jimbo. Okay, that's enough. This one is called the Jimbo Song. Song and everything. It's just that it can have a more interesting lyric. Anyway, no. Hey, thanks a lot for that. Okay, we're up to our next album. It's called Spend the Night in the Box.
Feel those eyes that are climbing my heart. Spend the night in the box. A night in the box. man, and I am the boss, and I am the boss. So bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500. We'll be right back.
flies one on my head. Thank you.
drop something.
Let us not forget the slap heavy bassmaster from Houston himself, Nature Boy Jimbo.
Thank you. Boys, for having us over. We really appreciate the tour. We loved it. We hope to see you real soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.